Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Motor Mouth Mosley Radio Show. You have reached your host, Motor Mouth Mosley. You have called into the man cave here in beautiful downtown Redan, Georgia. If you're interested in calling in and joining in the conversation, I'd be more than happy to sit back, relax, and chat. Just wanted to say thank you for calling. It's a beautiful Thursday night. A whole lot going on in the sports world. We've got World Series. We've got Major League Baseball World Series action going on tonight. We've got NFL action going on. I was definitely going through a period of TV overload. I'm trying to watch Mississippi State versus Kentucky in college football. I'm trying to watch Tampa versus Carolina in the NFL. I was going back and forth between Grays. Then I was going back and forth between Scandal. Man, my fingers were tired. My clicking finger was going bananas. But now that things have calmed down a little bit, I want to give you a couple of updates. In World Series action, the St. Louis Cardinals are up 4-2 over the Boston Red Sox late in the game. I believe it's the eighth inning. Big Poppy went yard again, but the pitcher John Lackey for the Red Sox started to struggle in the eighth inning and gave up three runs, and St. Louis has a 4-2 lead. And as for the NFL action of the evening, you've got Tampa 3 and the Carolina Panthers 31. Very expected. Tampa is going through some major struggles. I know some Tampa Bay fans that really wanted Raheem Moore out as head coach. When I went to a game back there in 2011, and I would venture to say that they are regretting that now. Greg Schiano, formerly of Rutgers, hasn't been able to do much with this Tampa Bay team. And they took the opportunity tonight to basically struggle and embarrass themselves on national television. I do want to go over my NFL picks for the week. As expected, I did get tonight's game correct. But as for Sunday's games, I've had Dallas over Detroit. I've got Cleveland losing to Kansas City. New England's going to dominate the Miami Dolphins at home. Same will hold true for the New Orleans Saints and Buffalo. I got Philadelphia and the Giants playing. I'm going to take Philadelphia only because they're at home. San Francisco will just pimp out Jacksonville. Jacksonville is probably the worst team in the NFL by far. Then you've got the New York Jets going into Cincinnati. I'm picking Cincinnati to win that game. Although the Jets are playing some great defense, and Geno Smith is coming around as an NFL quarterback. I've got Pittsburgh going into Oakland, and I'm picking Oakland with the upset just because they're at home, just because that is an old AFC rivalry game. I'm going to take Oakland to win that one at home. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but so be it. Washington goes into Denver. Denver's going to win that one by, at least 10. Atlanta goes to Arizona. I'm taking Arizona to take care of their house and win that one at home. You've got Green Bay going into Minnesota. That would definitely be a Green Bay victory. I saw something today earlier that Minnesota had actually reached out to Brett Favre to come out of retirement at age 44 and quarterback their team. And fortunately, they decided that Brett Favre decided to keep his Wranglers on and not put any pads on. So we won't be dealing with that ordeal, at least for the time being. And then Monday night, you've got Seattle playing against St. Louis in St. Louis, but Seattle will win that one by at least 7. Not sure how many of you were watching the World Series game number one on Tuesday night, but, no, excuse me, last night. There was a play early in the game where there was a runner on first, and a ground ball was hit to the second baseman. He made the relay to the shortstop to turn two, and on the exchange from the ball coming in, the ball was dropped. The umpire immediately signaled out for the runner going to second base. And all chaos broke out. It could have, in the old days, you know, you make a call like that, is, you know, you swallow the pill and deal with it. What happened was the other 5 umpires in the game met with the 6th umpire, determined that the catch was never actually made, so it wasn't on the exchange from the glove to throwing hand where the ball was dropped. It was actually dropped before, it was never caught. So they gave the runner the safe sign, put him back on second base. Of course, the Cardinals coach comes out and he's, you know, arguing about it. But ultimately, replay shows that they got the call right. I guess my point being is that whether you use instant replay, whether umpires have to come together, the main focus is to get the call right. I understand that baseball is a game played by humans and human error is part of the game, but I think that you should put forth a modicum of effort to get the call right. And unlike in a earlier game with, I think his name was Armando Galarraga, who was pitching, gone into a no-hitter, there was a play at first base, the first base coach, the umpire, blew the call at first base, ruining the no-hitter. In fact, I think it was not only a no-hitter, I believe it was a perfect game. He blew the call, and there was no meeting of the minds then for the umpires to come together and correct it, because replay clearly showed that, I believe it was the pitcher covering first base, actually beat the runner. He was out. It actually wasn't close. He was just in a bad angle, and the umpire was in a bad angle. And there goes the no-hit. There goes the perfect game. Fortunately, last night in game one of the World Series, the officials got it right. Now, I saw on social media last night where a lot of people were upset, saying that they shouldn't do that, that, you know, once a call is made, you should stick with it. Well, I'm of a different school. My belief is you should do a decent amount of effort to get the call right. I felt like they did get the call right. Replay showed that they got the call right. So I think that was the best case scenario of what should have happened last night. In tonight's game, the score going in the 9th inning is now 4-2 still. St. Louis is looking to tie up the series at 1 game apiece if this holds out. But, you know, those Red Sox are known as the cardiac kids. They have enough talent, and they are known for their late-game comeback, so it's not over. Until, you know, the fat lady sings, and yes, she's warming up, but she ain't hit the stage yet. So the series will move, I believe, Saturday to St. Louis for games 3, 4, and 5. Game 6, if necessary, will be back in Boston along with game 7 if the series goes the full distance. Us people who love sports kind of hope that it does, just so we can keep things going. But we've got NFL action, we've got NBA action, we've got NHL action kicking up. So it's a great time to be a sports fan. I'm going to make the show pretty quick tonight because I guess you can tell that I'm a little bit tired. And there's really not much going on. We're looking forward to a lot of NFL action this weekend, a lot of college football action this weekend, and we'll have a great show on Sunday evening at 11 o'clock Eastern time. I want to thank you for listening to my little snippet of a show tonight. Hope you'll tune in on Sunday night. Look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. I want to wave at you guys who are in the chat room. And have a great evening. Have a great rest of your week. And I will be talking to you soon. Aloha, and have a great day tomorrow.